Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishan and Prabhu to enlighten us on the glories of Lord Narsingdev and Pralad Maharaj. So as we know, today is the Narsing Chaturdashi, so it is very auspicious day. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving us your valuable association and time. So now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So today we are celebrating Narasimha Chaturdashi, which is a very auspicious day for Andhra Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And like to discuss few themes from Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, and especially we like to discuss about the appearance of Lord Narasimha as well as few qualities.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry to interrupt, Prabhuji, but your voice is very low, so can you come closer to the phone?
Are you able to listen to me, Hare Krishna? Am I audible?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, I have chosen a word to discuss for today's session. It's from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter number 4, verse number 33. The chapter is entitled as Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. The verse is like this. Nodvignachitto vyasanesu nispruha shruteshu drushteshu guneshva vastudruk dantendriya prana shairadhi sada prashanta kamo rahita suru suraha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: although Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of asuras, he himself was not an asura but a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. Unlike other asuras, he was never envious of Vaishnavas. He was not agitated when put into danger, and he was neither directly or indirectly interested in the creative activities described in the Vedas. Indeed, he considered everything material to be useless, and therefore he was completely devoid of material desires. He always controlled his senses and life care, and being of steady intelligence and determination, he subdued all lusty desires. Purport. From this verse, we discover that a man is not qualified or disqualified simply by birth. Prahlad Maharaj was an asura by birth, yet he possessed all the qualities of a perfect brahmana, brahmanya, shila sampanna. Anyone can become a fully qualified brahmana under the direction of a spiritual master. Prahlad Maharaj provided a vivid example of how to think of the spiritual master and accept his direction calmly. So today is Narasimha Chaturdashi, and we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, chapter number 4, which is entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. And this verse we are taking, verse number 33, is basically verse number 32 onwards. Shukadeva Goswami is describing the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. And this verse 33 also describes or throws some light on few specific qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. We know that Krishna Katha is the thing which gives pleasure to the heart. It gives ananda. Even if it's done again and again and yet again. In the material world, whatever things we enjoy, the things we taste, the taste fades away and the enjoyment becomes pale and dull in the material world. Let's say if I like gulab jam, then how many gulab jams I can eat at a time? The law of diminishing return or the law of diminishing utility will apply to it. The first gulab jam, if I'm hungry, the first gulab jam will give me enjoyment. The second will also give me enjoyment, but little lesser compared to the first one. The third one will be still little lesser compared to the second one. And if I go on adding up to 10, 20, 25, the last gulab jam, the point will come that I'll be satiated and I will have no desire to eat gulab jam in spite of the fact that gulab jam is my favorite item, because the taste fails in the material world. But this is not true when things come to material world. We have been celebrating Narasimha Chaturdashi since day one of our Krishna consciousness. Some of us might have been celebrating since 5 years, some since 10 years, some since 20 years, some since more than 25 years. The same katha we hear, Narasimha katha or Krishna katha, we celebrate those same festivals, but the zeal, the enthusiasm is always at high level when this festival arises, because tadeva ramya mrushiram navam navam tadeva shashvat manaso mahotsavam tadeva shokarnam shoshanam na vyadottama shloka yasho nugiyate. This katha of the Lord is ramya mrushiram navam navam. It always feels like it's something new, it's fresh. Tadeva ramya mrushiram tadeva shashvat manaso mahotsavam. This katha is like mahotsav for our mind. Because of what? Tadeva shoka arnava shoshanam dhunam. Our shoka sagar, we are always drowning in this material world. The shoka sagar that is dried up when we hear Nectarian Krishna katha. And therefore, in regards to this Prahlada and Dhruva katha, when Krishna appeared himself in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radharani herself appeared in the form of Gadadhar Pandit, and when both of them were there in Jagannath Puri, imagine Krishna and Radha Rani, when both of them are coming together, what they would be doing? They would be discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit would narrate stories after stories from Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear those stories from Gadadhar Pandit with Krishna himself. And as soon as Gadadhar Pandit would complete narrating the story or completing the narration of Prahlad Maharaj and Narasimha Dev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, recite it again, second time. Gadadhar Pandit would recite again for the second time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say at the end, recite it again for the third time. And this would go on and on and on, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would recite it. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata Vrindavan Das Thakur, makes it very clear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear these pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj for hundreds of times without getting satiated. So much pleasure Lord Chaitanya would derive hearing these kathas, and that is also one of the taste for advancement in bhakti. How much taste, T-A-S-T-E, we have developed for hearing Krishna katha, that is T-E-S-T, that is our taste. So no matter how many times we might have celebrated these festivals, but still they appear new to those who are advancing on the path of spirituality. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would hear this Prahlad katha for hundreds and hundreds of times. So, and we always remember our own calculation. You know, what is our calculation? I have celebrated 7 Narasimha Chaturdashis and I don't want to hear anything new. Many a times repetition is glorified. Just to give an example, we sometimes take pride in that and think that I have attended 10 Janmashtamis in ISKCON, I have attended 15 Narasimha Chaturdashis, and we take pride. Actually, it's the thing we should be proud of, and that is a sign of advancement in a sense. Just to give a mundane example, when a cricketer, he plays for years and years and years, actually he is glorified when he plays cricket for or any match for that matter, he has played in 15 World Cups, that is how he is glorified. Or any actor or actresses, they have acted in these many number of films, that is their glorification. So similarly, a glorification of a devotee can be he has or she has participated in these many festivals, these many he or she has attended these many festivals, participated in so many festivals, that can be attributed as worthy of a devotee. And yes, it's a matter of pride for all of us that yes, we have attended these many festivals in Krishna consciousness. So hearing Krishna Katha is actually the way by which we can overcome our bodily concept of life. Srila Prabhupada has stressed this a lot in his purport. Body is not the problem, but bodily concept is the problem. We all have bodies, and that's not the problem, but to always get...
आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं, उन्होंने आपके कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा है. कृपया लाइन पर बने रहें. The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please stay on the...
Mute your phone, I think.
Am I audible, Hare Krishna?
Yeah, Prabhuji, can you speak little bit loud, Prabhu?
Yeah,
yes,
now?
Prabhuji, it's very low. We are very hardly can hear you, Prabhuji.
Oh, now? Is it okay?
No, Prabhuji.
My volume is full. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu, now it's good.
Wait a minute. So what I was saying is hearing is the way to overcome the bodily concept of life. As we see from the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, he absorbed himself in hearing Krishna Katha, and he had forgotten his thirst, his hunger, his sleep, everything has forgotten. And Dhruva Maharaj also, when he prayed to the Lord, in one of his prayers, he said that I just want association of your devotees, and in association of your devotees, I just want to hear Krishna Katha, and by that, Neshe Bhavad Guna Katha Amrita Panamattaha, I will cross this ocean of nisance just by being absorbed in hearing your Katha, my Lord. So, we celebrate a festival. Yeah, we do a lot of things. We do decorate the deities of the Lord. We do Abhishekam of the Lord. But most importantly, we hear about the glories of the Lord and His devotees. The peculiarity of 7th canto is that, we know there are 12 cantos. And in 2nd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described there are 10 topics which are discussed in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. अत्र सर्गो विसर्गश्च स्थानं पोषणमुतयः मन्वन्तरेशानुकथां निरोधो मुक्तिराश्रयः. So it's a total different subject matter to discuss all those 10 topics here. But poshanam, which is Lord's protection offered to a devotee, and isha katha, that is description about different incarnations of the Lord, and utayaha, that is impetus, creative impetus, or divine and demoniac natures. So these three topics are mainly covered in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Poshanam, Ishanukatha, and utayaha, or uti. So these three topics are mainly discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. How Lord Narasimha protected his devotee Prahlad. So, seeing this as a background, now discuss about this verse for today's discussion. Nodvigna chitto vyasaneshu nispraha shruteshu drushteshu guneshva vastudruk dantendriya prana sharira dhisada prashanta kamo rahita suro suraha. I'll take one by one. The qualities of Prahlad, one is Rahita Suro Suraha. It means
Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada translates this as, though he was born in the family of Asuras, he himself was not an Asura, but a great devotee of the Lord. Rahita Suro Asuraha. So Sura and Asura, they are defined somewhere else by Srila Prabhupada from quoting a verse from Puranas. Srila Prabhupada says, द्वौ भूतसर्गौ लोकेस्मिन् दैव आसुर एव च विष्णु भक्तो स्मृतो दैव असुरस्तद् विपर्ययः. द्वौ भूतसर्गौ लोकेस्मिन् हरे कृष्ण. हरे कृष्ण, एम ऑडिबल?
Yes,
Prabhu. Yes, sir. Yeah. Lokesmin. On this planet, there are two types of people. Daiva, Asura, Evacha. One is Daiva, another is Asura. Now, what is the difference? Vishnu Bhakto Smruto Daiva. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are called as Daiva. And Asurastad Viparyayaha. Those who are not devotees of the Lord, they are called as Asuras. Viptad Viparyayaha. So we see here the Hiranyakashipu here is the number one demon. Like in India, there are various movies made. Hero number one, Kuli number one. So here is Hiranyakashipu, demon number one. Hiranyakashipu, the names of these demons have a lot of significance. We have Ravana, one who makes other people cry, that is Ravana. Hiranyakashipu, the one who sees anywhere, looks in any direction, he looks for Hiranya, that is gold. And Kashipu means the soft bed for enjoyment. So his vision is tainted always with enjoyment. And what is the vision of the Lord? What is the vision of the devotee of the Lord? His vision is tainted with love and not lust. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaivardayeshu Vilokayanti. This is the difference between a demon and a devata or Santa, devotee of the Lord and non-devotee of the Lord. A non-devotee, his vision is always tainted by lust. And a devotee, his vision is tainted by love. And the topmost devotee, when the topmost devotee is defined, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is describing the qualities of Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost devotee. He says, Krishna mai Krishna yare bhitare bahire, yaha yaha netra pade taha Krishna sphure. What is the characteristic of a devotee? Krishna Mai, he is always full of Krishna. Krishna yar bhitare bahire. Inside is Krishna, outside is Krishna. Like we sing in Narasimha Arati. Ito Narasimha, Parato Narasimha. Bahi Narasimha, Hridaye Narasimha. So everywhere is full of Narasimha. That is called as Krishna consciousness. Full of Krishna. Krishna Mai, Krishna yar bhitare bahire. Yaha, yaha, netra pade, taha Krishna sphure. Wherever a devotee sees something, he is always thinking of Krishna. And nothing else. One time Srila Prabhupada was in America and he was just looking outside the window and looking at something. And a devotee happened to come inside and the disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what are you looking at? Srila Prabhupada said, I am just looking at a truck. A truck. The disciple was confused. Why are you looking at a truck? Srila Prabhupada said, this can be used as a cart for Jagannath Rath Yatra. So that's how Srila Prabhupada, as the topmost devotee of the Lord, is always conscious of utilizing things for the pleasure of the Lord, giving pleasure to the Lord, expanding his mission. That is the devotee's vision, love. But here we see Hiranyakashipu is a demon. His vision is tainted with lust. Anything he would see, that is for me to enjoy. That is a demoniac mentality. And a devotee mentality is everything for the sake of Krishna. So now the Sura and Asura is being defined. Now, Rahita Suro Suraha. What is this? Prahlad, the quality mentioned here is Rahita Asuro Asuraha. He is living amongst the Asuras, but he is not an Asura. Possible? Yeah, quite possible. Prahlad is the evidence for this. In Chaitanya Mangala, there is one verse which comes that for performing bhakti, you don't need any qualification. व्याधस्याचरणं द्रुवस्यचवयो विद्या गजेन्द्रस्य का कुब्जाया किमुनामरूपमधिकं किं तत्सुदां नो धनं वंशः को विदुरस्य आदवपते उग्रस्य किं पौरुषं भक्त्या तुष्यति केवलं न च गुणाय भक्तिप्रियो माधव भक्तिप्रियो माधव लॉर्ड माधव इज भक्तिप्रिय वॉट एवर कंडीशन यू माइट बीन व्याधस्य आचरणं वॉट वॉज द आचरण वॉट वॉज द बिहेवियर ऑफ दैट हंटर मृगारी Still he could practice devotion. Dhruvasya Chavayo, what was the age of Dhruva Maharaj? Just 5 years old. Vidya Gajendrasya ka, what was the educational qualification of Gajendra? He was an animal. But still he could perform devotional service to the Lord, which was not obstructed by his material bodily conditions. Kubjaya kimuna amarupamadikam. What Kubja, a beautiful lady? No. Kim tat sudamno dhanam? Was Sudama a rich fellow to perform devotion to the Lord? Not at all. So the list goes on and on and on. So we see Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was born in a demoniac family, but he would say, so what? I am a demon, so what? But someone would have said, you are a child, man, so what? That was the answer by Prahlad Maharaj. So what? So I'm born in demonic family. It's not a problem to perform devotional service. I'm a small child. It's not a problem. Rather, he would preach to the boys in the school, to his schoolmates, Kama rama charit pragyo dharman bhagvatam iha durlabham manusham janma tadapya dhruva madhurthadam. So he would preach to his schoolmates that Kaumaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavatam. One should walk on this path of dharma at the beginning of its Kaumara age. Kaumara age begins at the age of 5. So he was guiding them, was helping them, was preaching to them that age of 5 you should perform devotion. So it's not the matter of your conditionings, or it's not the matter of your surroundings or conditions where we are located. Bhakti is independent of our surroundings and it can be performed anywhere in the world. The classic example of another devotee is found in the epic Ramayana, and that is of Vibhishana. He was also born in the family of demons. Ravana is there, Kumbhakarna is there, Shurpanakha is there, and he was staying in Lanka, everyone surrounded by demons. But still he was performing devotional service to the Lord. Because when Harumanji went in search of Mother Sita in Lanka, he could sense something unique, that a plant of Tulsi is being worshipped in the courtyard of Vibhishan. He could sense that there must be a devotee staying here. And yes, later on he found that it was Vibhishan. So Vibhishan, in spite of being in Lanka, he was performing devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj, in spite of living in the association of demons, there were all demons surrounding him. His father himself was the topmost demon, Asura Varya Dehinam. While addressing his father, Prahlad addressed him. Actually, when he was being educated under Shanda and Amarka, so they were also the topmost Asuras, the sons of Shukracharya. And once Prahlad was taken to Hiranyakashipu by the Shanda and Amarka, and Hiranyakashipu happened to ask Prahlad a question, "My dear son, what did you learn? Tell me something." And he said, "Tatsadu manne Asura Varya Dehinam." Oh, the topmost demon. He was knowing he is living in the company of these demons, but still his bhakti practice was not hindered at all. So we can't say that we are in Kali Yuga, and we are staying amidst so many bad people, we have so much of bad association, and therefore we can't practice bhakti, we can't give these excuses, because Prahlad did not give any of these excuses that I am surrounded by demons and no one is allowing me to chant. Now how could Prahlad live in the kingdom of Hiranyakashipu is very important for us to contemplate upon. First of all, he did Shravan from Narad Muni, and that too when he was in the womb of Tayadu, his mother. So whichever condition we are situated in, so when we do Shravan of the Lord, and second, what would Prahlad do? As I just mentioned, he would preach to his classmates about the path of devotional service, that is Kirtanam. So he would do Shravan, he would do Kirtan, and then third thing he would do is Smaranam. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj is the Acharya for Smaranam. You know, this, there are 9 processes of devotional service, and actually, this verse, so what I told you just now, Prahlad was brought in front of Hiranyakashipu for the first time, and he told what was the best thing he learned. He told, go to forest and bathe yourself in the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Second time when Prahlad was brought in front of Hiranyakashipu, what is the best thing you learned? Again Hiranyakashipu asked this question. And this second time Prahlad then says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Arjanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam Iti Vamsarpita Vishnu Bhaktichanna Vilakshana Kriyeta Bhavatyadha Tanmanne Aritam Uttamam. I consider this is to be the best. What is this? The Navavidha Bhakti, he tells. So of all these 9, it's one of the biggest, or we can say one of the lengthiest purport given by Srila Prabhupada in entire 12 cantos, the purport given to this verse of Shravanam Kirtanam. Prabhupada in very elaborately explains all the 9 processes of devotional service, and in that purport there is a very important another verse which comes, which tells us various acharyas for various paths of devotional service. So Navavidha Bhakti means the bhakti that can be performed by these 9 different ways, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So this list goes on to form these 9 limbs of devotional service, and each limb has got its own acharya, has got its own mahajan, who perfected his life by just clinging himself to the one process of this devotional service. Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikshita Bhavadvayasakhi Kirtane. Parikshit Maharaj perfected his life just by one limb of bhakti, that is Shravana. Shukdev Goswami perfected his life by just one limb, that is Kirtanam. And Prahlad Maharaj's example is given in this verse. Prahlad Smarane. Prahlad perfected his life just by this one limb, that is Smaranam. And therefore we can see that Rahita Suro Suraha. Prahlad, because of these 3 prominent limbs of devotional service which he was observing, which could not be hindered by any one of the demoniac people in his kingdom. Similarly, when we also cling ourselves to these 3 limbs of devotional service, our devotional service will also be not hindered by any things that surrounds us. And these 3 things are Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam. The more we hear about the Lord, the more we speak about the Lord or chant about the Lord, chant His names, chant His Katha, and Smaranam, the more we remember about the Lord, because it may happen that Shravanam and Kirtanam can be obstructed, but Smaranam, no one can do anything to Smaranam of the Lord. One time one devotee wrote letter to Srila Prabhupada saying that Srila Prabhupada, I am surrounded by so many bad people here, I am surrounded in a bad association, what should I do? Srila Prabhupada replied back, you create your association. What Srila Prabhupada replied, you create your association. It means you preach in that area and you create a positive association around you. Don't just complain that I am surrounded in the bad association. So this is the first qualification mentioned here of Srila Prahlada Maharaj, is that Rahita Surasuraha, in spite of being born and in spite of being surrounded in the demoniac people, he was not affected and he was practicing his devotional life. The second attribute of Prahlad mentioned is Nodvigna Chitto Vyasaneshu Nispraha. Na Udvigna Chitta Vyasaneshu. It means what? Na means not. Udvigna means to get agitated. Chitta means consciousness. Vyasaneshu, it means in dangerous conditions. So consciousness not getting agitated in spite of being in a dangerous situation. This is also an important quality of a devotee. While defining Sthita Pragya in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Dukheshu anudvignamana sukheshu vigatasprah vitaraga bhayakroda sthita dhirmuni ruchyate. This is sthita dhirmuni. The qualification mentioned is Dukheshu anudvignamana. When there is dukkha in the life of this devotee, his chitta, his consciousness is not agitated. And that we also see in the life of Srila Prabhupada. So many difficulties came in his life. The moment he started preaching his mission, the moment he dedicated himself for preaching the mission of Lord Chaitanya, since that very day itself, his path was full of thorns. He wanted to go to the foreign land to fulfill the prophecy or to abide by the instructions given by his spiritual master, and he was not getting any help. He was alone. He was literally crying. That is there in his diaries, Jaladuta diaries. When he went there, there was no one to welcome. When he wrote the entire manuscript of Bhagavad Gita, his entire typewriter and the manuscript was stolen, everything. So many difficulties. While traveling itself, he got two heart attacks. But na udvigna chitta vyasaneshu, in spite of many difficulties, his consciousness was not agitated. And that is the qualification of a devotee, sthita pragya. Na udvigna chitta vyasaneshu. And what a devotee does when there is dukkha, when there is difficulty in his life or in her life, a devotee just takes shelter of the Lord. Now, whose shelter we take when in difficulty is very important. We have the examples. Draupadi, when she was in difficulty, she took shelter of Lord. Gajendra, when he was in difficulty, he also took shelter of the Lord.
Please.
And they surrendered their lives to the Lord. They sought help from the Lord. And exactly opposite also, the example comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, is that of Chitraketu. Chitraketu, when his son, whose name was Harshashoka, he was killed by his own wives. You know what he did? That was also a calamity. That was also a difficulty in his life. When difficulty came in his life, you know what was his consciousness? His chitta was agitated. Oho vidhatas tvam ativa valisho. He started blaming the daiva. Oho vidhata, hey creator, tvam ativa valisho. You are fool, you are less intelligent, you don't know, and therefore my son has been killed because of your being childish. So it may happen that when difficulty comes in the life of the people, they may turn into atheist. Actually, same thing happened with Darwin. You must have heard about Darwin, you know. Darwin was a staunch Christian, and he was follower, he was a strong believer in the existence of the Lord, but some incidents happened in his life. His son died because of cholera, and from that day onward his faith in the Lord deterred, and he became atheist. And then in his latter part of his life he proposed this theory of evolution and denying the existence of the God. So when calamities comes in the life of a person, there are chances that a person might turn into an atheist. But when a person is a kind of devotee, then he takes more shelter of the Lord when difficulties come. And therefore, Lord Krishna, when he was mentioning these four types of people comes to me in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mam janah sukkrutin orjana artha jidnyasu artharthyan jnani cha bhartarshav. These are the four categories. Artha, those who are distressed. Jigyasu, those who are inquisitive. Artharthi, those who want some artha. And jnani, those who are full in knowledge, they surrender to me. Now out of this, jnani is best. Tesham jnani nityukta eka bhaktir visishyate priyo hi jnani nostyartham aham sacha mama priha. Jnani is most dear to me. Then someone may question, what about others? Krishna answers that. Udara sarva evaite jnani tvatmaiva mevatam. Udara sarva evaite. All these souls are magnanimous. Udara. Now someone may question, what is magnanimity? Now, whom we call magnanimous person in this world, who gives a lot of charity. Now, someone who is in distress and he is seeking help of the Lord, how can he be called as magnanimous? Still, Lord considers that person as magnanimous because at least he has taken shelter of me. So, taking shelter of the Lord in the difficulty is magnanimity actually, because we are being udar on ourselves, that we are not turning into atheism, but we are taking shelter of the Lord. Now someone may say, okay, there are difficulties in my life and I take shelter of Krishna for that sake. Now am I deviating from the path of pure devotion? Because pure devotion says anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadyanavrtam anukulena krishna anushilanam bhaktiruttama. So, am I deviating from the path of Shuddha Bhakti? No. Is Draupadi not a pure devotee of the Lord? Yes, she is indeed. So, in difficulties, whom there is no other shelter for the devotee, and his natural call of shelter will be the Lord, who is his father. Like when a son experiences some difficulty in his life, he immediately takes shelter of his parents. Like in India, when someone sees a big snake, the small child will say, "Baap re." Immediately he will remember his father. Because father has the potential to save the child from the snake. And as soon as he is walking on the street and just hits on with some pebble, his leg hits on the pebble, he will say, "I go." He is remembering his mother. So it means that in difficulties, the child is remembering his parents, doesn't anyway minimize his love for his parents. Rather, it's intensifying his love because he's taking shelter of his parents in the calamity. So rather, a devotee sees calamity as the mercy of the Lord. A devotee's viewpoint is that the dukkha is coming as a God's image. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed to die within 7 days, his consciousness was, he was also no udvigna chitta vyasanishu, he was not disturbed by the curse. Rather, he took shelter of the katha of the Lord, and he was grateful for this. Vyasakta chittasya, I was attached, and to make me detached, Dvijashapurupo, Lord has appeared in the form of the curse of this Brahmana. So that was the consciousness of Parikshit Maharaj. So even in the face of difficulties, the devotee takes shelter of the Lord. The next thing mentioned about the Lord Prahlad is Nispruha and Prashantakamo. Prashantakamaha, it means Prashanta. Shanta means quiet. Prashanta means one who has completely quieted down. Kamaha means material desire. One who has no material desires at all, that is Prashantakamaha. And again, when we look back into the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the qualifications of Sthita Pragya, actually 2.54, Arjuna has asked this question. Sthita Pragyasya Kavasha Samadhistashikeshava Sthitihi Kim Pramasheta Kim Asita Vrajeta Kim about, and tell me everything about Sthita Pragya. The first thing, 2.54, the question was raised by Arjuna, and 2.55, Lord started answering the question, and it goes on till the 72nd verse from the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So the 55th verse, the very first verse, while answering the question raised by Arjuna about Sthita Pragya, the first thing Lord says is, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan parthamanogatan atmannevatmana tushtah sthita pragyastaduchyate. This person is called as Sthita Pragya. Who? Prajahati yada kaman. Yada kaman, all material desires he has given up. Sarvan partha manogatan, because they arise in the mind. And what about his satisfaction then? Atmanevat atmanatushtaha. He is satisfied within himself. Sita Pragya Sadochate. That person is called as Sita Pragya. Now, same thing is happening here with Prahlad Maharaj. As we discussed, so many calamities he went through, but he was not disturbed, and he had no material desire. And what is the proof for that? Because when Lord appeared in front of him, what did he ask for? Even though having no material desire in his heart, he was saying that, my Lord, let the material desire in my heart be taken away. We know this, Narasimha Deva was saying, dear Prahlad, ask something from me. Prahlad said, I don't want anything. You are there in front of me. What should I ask for? Okay. And then Prahlad said, okay, even if you want to give me, liberate my father. He was not asking anything for himself, but he was asking for his father. Liberate my father. But Narasimha Deva said, hey, your father is already liberated. Tri Saptamihi Pita Puta. Forget about your own father. Tri Saptamihi, 7 into 3, 21 generations have been liberated. Now ask for something. Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't have anything. But now, Narasimha Deva, he said that, I have appeared here in front of you. What the people will think that he, Lord, appeared, but devotee didn't get anything. Please ask for something. And then, in the 10th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 7th canto, 9th chapter, is the entire prayers offered by Prahlad Maharaj. They were all in glorification of the Lord and his energies. In the 10th chapter, almost when the prayers are about to end, Prahlad Maharaj speaks an amazing prayer. He says, Yadi dasyasi me kaman varam stvam vardarshubha kamanamrudi asamroham bhavadastu nevram. Yadi dasyasi me kaman. Even if you want to give me a benediction, give me this. What kind of benediction? Varam stvam vardarshubha. You are the best person amongst those who can give benediction. Varam stvam vardarshubha kamanamrudi asamroham bhavadastu nevram. Eradicate all material desires from my heart. Now, this is the best prayer we also can offer on the occasion of Narasimha Chaturdashi to Lord Narasimha. Oh my Lord, please eradicate all those material desires situated in my heart. And therefore, one of the names of Lord is Hari. And Hari, there are various meanings of Hari. One of the meanings of Hari is lion. Now, when lion enters somewhere, no other animal could stand there. So similarly, when Lord Hari enters our heart like a lion, then all these material desires, lust, anger, greed cannot stay for longer duration when there is Hari in the form of lion. Sadarunde Urdekandare Spurata Vahasachinandanaha. So when we allow Lord to situate in our heart through our performance of sadhana, then all these lust, anger, greed, these anarthas will subside over a period of time. So how could Prahlad again became like this Prashantakama, no material desire, is actually a north star, is the north pole for us. Recently I have taken some kids in a summer camp to some sky gazing team. And in the sky gazing they were showing us north star, and they were telling us that in the previous ages there were two sources of direction for the people in the bygone ages. When there was no compass and nothing, in the daytime they would have sun, and in the night time they would have north pole, Dhruva. So accordingly they would find out directions. So similarly, this what is the north pole, north star for a devotee is this. Am I going in right direction? Yes, material desires are diminishing now, and therefore I can sense I am going in right direction. Now, how to go that? Now, the scriptures speak not only of controlling the senses, but they also tell us how to do. Just to give an example, in the 9th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, citizens in the kingdom of Ambarish, it's mentioned about them. Sargona prarthito yasya munijai amarapriyai shrunvadhi upagayadhi uttama shloka cheshtitam. Swargo na prarthito yasya. Those citizens of the kingdom of, in the kingdom of Ambarish, they were not behind Swarga. Swarga na prarthito yasya. Manujai amara priyai. Even the demigods are hankering for getting this Swarga, but these citizens, they were not behind Swarga. They were not having any desire to enjoy Swarga. How? Shrunvadbhi upagayadbhi uttama shloka cheshtitam. Shrunvadbhi, they were hearing constantly about the glories of the Lord, and upagayadbhi, they were always chanting, they were always reciting the holy names and holy pastimes of the Lord, uttama shloka cheshtitam, which were performed by the Lord. So when they were talking about and discussing about the activities performed by the Lord, shrunvadbhi and upagayadbhi, shravan and kirtan, when that is there, material desires will automatically subside. And another quality mentioned of the Prahlad here is nispruha, is without desire. Now, what we value is more important in our life. Shruteshu drushteshu guneshva vastu druk. Drushteshu means whatever has been seen. Guneshu, the objects of sense gratification under the modes of nature, and avastudruk. He was not giving any value. Prahlad was not giving any value to all these material items. And same thing, as I told you about the citizens in the kingdom of Ambarish. Now same thing is with King Ambarish himself. Vasudeve Bhagavati Tadbhakteshu Chasadushu Prapto Bhavam Param Vishvam Yenedam Laushtravatsmutam. Vasudeve Bhagavati, he was fully absorbed himself in the Bhakti Bhagavati Vasudeve, in the Vasudeva worship, worshipping the Vasudeva, and not only Vasudeva, Tadbhakteshu.
Same.
He was also worshipping his devotees, Tadbhakteshu. And saintly people, cha sadhushu, Vasudeve Bhagavati Tadbhakteshu cha sadhushu Prapto Bhavam Paramishvam. And he had developed the consciousness that which in which he was considering Vishvam Yene Edam Laushtravat Smurtam. Everything was like Laushtravat. It means of no value. So he was giving value to Lord, saintly people and devotees of the Lord. And therefore, because of that, he was not giving value to anything else in the material world. So therefore, what we value is very important in our life. Now, contrast, if we see, Hiranyakashipu did a lot of tapasya, but he has to die because he offended Prahlad. If, on the contrary, if he would not have done tapasya, he would have lived more. But by being tapasya, to become immortal, he lived less life. Immediately had to die. And therefore, we see Ravana, he also performed a lot of tapasya. He sacrificed his 10 heads to Lord Shiva in the yajna sacrifice, but could not enjoy Lanka afterwards. On the contrary, there is Vibhishan. There is Vibhishan who just surrendered one head to Lord Rama, and he got the entire Lanka. So it's a very interesting point that Ravana, in spite of surrendering his 10 heads to Shiva, couldn't sustain his Lanka for a longer duration, which Vibhishan got without even desiring, very easily, because he valued devotional service to the Lord, and Ravana didn't value, he just valued material things. So what we value will evaluate our progress in bhakti, and that's what Prahlad is teaching here, this to us. And he was, because not having material desires, he was always cool. When Hiranyakashipu asked, where did you get your strength from? He coolly replied, from where you get. I get my strength from where you get. And when Hiranyakashipu asked, Prahlad was going against him, he tried all his means to kill Prahlad. And in the end, he was saying, where did you get your strength? He said, from where you get. Is your Lord everywhere? Yes, he is everywhere. Is your Lord in this pillar? Now Prahlad, with confidence, said, yes, he is everywhere. He is in the pillar also. Now Prahlad didn't give a logical answer that, you know, Lord is everywhere. Andantarastha paramanuchaya antarastham. He is in every atom. He didn't give logic. Rather, he was confident that, yes, Lord is everywhere. And then Narada is telling this entire pastime. And he says, satyam vidhatum nijavrutya bhashidam vyaptim jabhuteshva kleshu chatmana. Atyadbhutat adrushyat atyadbhuta rupam udvahan stambhe sabayam namrugam namanusham. In stambha, Lord appeared. Namrugam namanusham. He was neither man nor a lion. The Lord appeared for the sake of what? For making the words of Prahlad true. Satyam vidhatum nijabhrutya bhashitam. Lord appeared because to protect the words of the Prahlad, that Prahlad has now said that, yes, my Lord is there in the pillar. Lord appeared because Lord also appeared to protect the words of Brahma, because Brahma has given the benediction to the demon Hiranyakashipu that you will not be killed by any demon, devata, manav, weapon, anything. Now Narasimhadev appeared in this form to protect the benediction given by Brahma as well. And then what was Prahlad's bhav, what was Prahlad's mood after this? Prahlad's mood was humble. So Hiranyakashipu had been now dead. How we know the pastime, you know, Tavakara Kamalavare Nakhamadbhuta Shangam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubhrangam Shilatanka Nakhalaye. As if we have Shila means stone and Tanka means like chisel. As the chisel breaks the stone slab, similarly the nails of the Lord broke the stone slab of chest and stomach of Hiranyakashipu. And he took out intestine outside, you know. Now Acharya mentioned why he took out intestine, and he was trying to search, is there any another Prahlad situated within, because Prahlad has taken birth from Hiranyakashipu. So he was searching for next Prahlad within, and there were weapons hiding in his nails. Now Hiranyakashipu is dead. All the other demigods were starting were staring at Hiranyakashipu, Narasimhadev, who is ferocious, who is still Ugra. And names of Narasimha himself are like Jwala Narasimha, Ugra Narasimha. And no one is about to pacify. Everyone looks at Prahlad. Now, he has appeared for you. You only pacify. Now, Prahlad didn't say, let me offer prayers. None of you could do. I will perform that. He was not in that mood. Rather, he was totally humble. And the beginning prayer itself, he says, Brahmadaya suraganamunayo tasiddha sattvaika tanamatayo vachasam pravahe naraditum puruganairaduna apipipru kim toshtumarhati same harirugrajate harirugrajate. I have been born ugrajati. I have been born in the family of demons. Brahmadaya suragana, Brahma, or the demigods, or the munai, or siddha purusha, sattvaika tanagatayo vachasam pravahe. They are not able to pacify the Lord. What can I do? Kim toshtum arhati same harirugrajate. I have appeared in the family of demons. How can I pacify Lord? But still, he says, still I will glorify the Lord, not for the sake that I am great at, but for the sake of my own purification and Lord's glorification, I will try to pacify and offer my prayers. Tasmadaham vigata viklava ishvarasya sarvatmana mahigrana vyatha manisham nicho jaya guna visargam anupravishta puyeta yena hipuman anuvarnitena anuvarnitena. When I do varnan, when I glorify the Lord, puyeta yena, because of which I will be purified, and therefore I will now nicho jaya, in spite of being born in the low family, guna visarga anupravishta, in spite of born in these lower modes of material nature, still for my purification, I will offer my prayers to the Lord. So this is one quality which we learn from the prayers offered by Prahlad, is the utter humility. That it's not that I am great, but I am servant of the great. So that is his quality. Second thing, what we learn from the prayers of Prahlad is that when Narasimhadev said, Prahlad asked for something, asked for some boon, he was not ready to ask any boon, but he asked one thing, that please liberate my father, as we discussed few minutes ago. And Lord had said that, you know, we know Tri Saptabhi Pita Puta, that already 21 generations have been purified. So actually Hiranyakashipu's love for Prahlad was very superficial and on the bodily concept of life. But Prahlad's love was real love, and it was at the level of soul. And soul belongs to no one other than Krishna. So therefore, Prahlad's love is real love. Hiranyakashipu's love was superficial love. So similarly, we also have to develop a real love for all, towards all our relatives, towards all our friends, based on the conception that we are not the bodies, but we are spiritual souls. Another way, actually, these prayers of Prahlad itself is a very big section, you know, in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are various prayers, but you know, just by assimilating few qualities for us, what is there in us for to fathom and understand and apply in our lives, so that we also follow Mahajano Yena Gataha Sapantha. Prahlad Maharaj was grateful towards Narad Muni. एवं जनम निपतितं प्रभवा हि कूपे कामाभि कामम अनुयः प्रपतन प्रसंगात कृत्वात्मसात् सुरर्षिणा भगवन् गृहीत सोहं कथं निसृजे तव भृत्य सेवाम. He was saying that, my dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was gradually falling into the blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narad Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? सोहम कथम न विसृजे तव भृत्य सेवाम, हाउ कैन आई गिव अप हिज सर्विस. सो सिमिलरली दोज हु हैव ब्रॉट अस इनटू द प्रोसेस ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, वी शुड बी इटर्नली इंडेप्टेड एंड ग्रेटफुल टुवर्ड्स देम. प्रहलाद महाराज हैड हर्ड फ्रॉम नारद मुनि in the womb of his mother, it was not that he took initiation from Narad Muni. He just heard in the womb, and that too Narad Muni was narrating to Kayadu, his mother. Then also Prahlad is grateful towards Narad Muni. So how much grateful we should be towards all those devotees who have been instrumental in bringing us into the path of Krishna consciousness, and how much indebted we should be towards our dear Srila Prabhupada, who has done a lot, without whom we would have been nowhere. Yadi gaur na hoito tabe ki hoito. Param Pujya Jayapata Maharaj, he has written another poem. Yadi Prabhupada na hoito tabe ki hoito. If they would have not there come in our life, what would have been our gati? What would have been our destination? So that is what being grateful, being humble, this is what we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj. Another very interesting what we can learn is Prahlad Maharaj is concerned about others. He is not concerned about himself. Naiva dvijaya paraduratyaya vai taranyastvad viryagaya namaha amrtamagna cittaha shochetato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya varam udvahato vimudan. He is saying that, oh, best of great personalities, I am not at all afraid of the material existence. For whatever I stay, wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. Naivo dvije, I am not disturbed. Paraduratya vaitaranya, to cross over this vaitarana river, means to get liberation, I am not concerned. Stvadvirya gaya namaha amrtamagna chitta, because I am absorbed in chanting your glories, my Lord. Now what is my only concern? Shochetato, I have only one concern. Vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharamudvahato. I am concerned about these fools, maya sukhaya, for the sake of this insignificant pleasure, bharam udvahato indriyartham, for this tiny puddle of sense gratification, these people are vimukha chetasa, they have turned away from you. I am concerned about you, my Lord. I am not concerned about me. And the same mood we see reflected in Srila Prabhupada as well. He was there living in Radha Damodara temple, completely absorbed in devotional service of the Lord. We many devotees have this dream that we will spend our last days in Vrindavan and pass our life over there. We leave our bodies in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada was there in Vrindavan at the peak of his old age. He left Vrindavan for the sake of those people who were not concerned, who were vimukha chetasaha and maya sukhaya indriyartham bharam udvahato vimudhan. Srila Prabhupada dedicated his next entire life for those people who were vimukha chetasaha, who have turned their faces away from the Lord. So that's what we are learning from here, Prahlad's prayer, that we also should be developing concern for the sake of others and try to contribute something in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. So on this day of Narasimha Chaturdashi, we can pray to Lord Narasimha that whatever obstacles our mission is facing, whatever obstacles I am facing in contributing to my mission, in the mission of Srila Prabhupada and your mission, my Lord, please remove those obstacles. And we can pray to dear Prahlad on this particular day that, oh dear Prahlad, whatever qualities you have shown, let me imbibe few of them in myself, so that because of developing those qualities, you became dear to Lord Narasimha Dev. So that if I develop few qualities like you, I will also become dear to our Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Narasimha Dev Bhagwan ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvar Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for such a beautiful lecture on such a beautiful day on Narasimha Chaturdashi. Really, very, very nice class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class. And I would like to all the devotees, if they have any question or comments for Prabhuji, they can ask now. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very, very beautiful class and reading those verses and explaining them and giving the lessons at the end. It was such a wonderful class. It was so nice to hear from you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I also thank you for the class. And I have one question. There was a point in your lecture that I didn't hear the words you were speaking. They didn't come through clearly. I'm going to try to describe the point. It was during that time when you were making an analogy between, you know, the relationship between parent and child. It was the point where you were trying to make a point about how the devotee responds to the onset of calamities in his life, right? Mm-hmm. And you were making an analogy to, you know, let's say mundane relationships between parent and child when there is love. Can you just repeat that?
Yeah.
Because I want to get the analogy. I want to get the analogy specifically.
Yeah. So the analogy is when the child is wandering in the streets, and if he sees some snake, right? If he sees a snake, the natural response will be like people say, "Oh my Lord!" So here I belong to this Maharashtra state where people speak Marathi language. So when they see a snake, huge snake, they will say "Baap re," means they will utter the that they will immediately call for their father. And when they will go through some situations in their life, they were hitting their legs onto the ground or some pebble, some thorn, they will say "Aiga," means they'll remember their mother. When they will see a snake, they will not call their mother, because their mother is not capable to kill the snake, but they know their father is capable to kill the snake. So there are various instances and situations when a child, sometimes he remembers his mother, sometimes he remembers his father. But for a devotee, Lord is both mother and father. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhu cha saga tvameva, tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva, tvameva sarva mama deva deva. That is what the Lord, this is what the devotee says to the Lord. You are my mother, you are my father. So, a Lord protects his devotees, and therefore a devotee takes shelter of the Lord only in the face of calamities. Like a baby or a child takes shelter of his parents. That was the analogy.
Okay, and just now you said, under what circumstances will the child call the mother? He wouldn't call the mother for the snake, but he would call the mother for what?
If I'm walking and there is a thorn pricking in my leg, in my foot, then I don't need a big task to be performed by my father. Hey, mother can take out the snake lovingly. Mother can take out the thorn lovingly. So natural response of the child will be he will call for his mother. So the natural call, that's a natural call in the face of a calamity. So similarly, when there is there is disturbance in the life of a devotee, there is a natural call towards the Lord. Like Draupadi naturally called for Lord. Gajendra naturally, immediately called for the Lord in the face of a calamity. So that's the point.
Okay, then just to follow up, one last question is, how can, you know, we're hearing so much with these lectures and so on, right? How can we have confidence that when calamity strikes, because I think probably, you know, this is a house of misery. This is a house of misery. So we can probably be assured that calamity will strike all of us at some point or another, right? And so my question is, how can we have confidence that we will be able to seek or to have trust in Krishna in the face of these calamities, when confronted with these calamities, and not have a reaction, let's say, like you gave the example of Darwin, who, you know, because, you know, if the calamities can, if we can feel, if we feel overwhelmed by the calamities, especially when they come out of nowhere, that we're blindsided by them, you know, how can we have confidence that this is from Krishna, therefore it is for my benefit? Especially if you're feeling overwhelmed by the severity of the calamity.
Yeah, that is what is being said here. No, udvigna chitta vyasaneshu. In the face of calamities, the devotee is not disturbed. As I give the example, I give two examples, one of Srila Prabhupada and one of Chitraketu King. So King Chitraketu.
Yeah, I know, but my problem to you is that, you know, for those of us who are not of that caliber of devotion, you know.
So at
you know,
least,
how can we have
at least we should not blame the Lord that because of you these calamities are happening, which many times people do. I give the example of Darwin. He turned into atheist after that.
Yeah.
So at least we don't turn into atheists. And not only that, but at least we should turn on the positive axis that we take shelter of the Lord. Okay. You're talking about the confidence. Actually, the confidence is that confidence is the material confidence is that I can do it. But the spiritual confidence is that I have the faith that Lord can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I can't handle. But I have faith that Lord can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we say that when the problem comes in life, don't tell Krishna how big your problem is. Rather, you tell the problem how big Krishna is.
Nice. Yeah. I just hope I'm able to remember to tell the problem that when it comes.
Hope for the best. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I forgot. I did hear you when you mentioned it, but I've forgotten already. What was the calamity that had befallen Darwin? With his child died or something? What was it?
Yeah, his child died of cholera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before that, he was a staunch follower.
Yeah, the child was like very young at the time. Do we know how old the child was?
Yeah, 7 years, I think. 7 years old.
Uh-huh. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It's time for me to depart. Some other function is there. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
We can end the call now. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Vancham Kruta Rubhishya Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitana Pamnethu Vaishnavedo Namunama Anant Koti Vaishnavandhi Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shishina Shinde Bhagwan Ki Jai Abhlad Narayan Ki Jai Vigyat Krishna Dhan Prabhu Ki Jai. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.